Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The reality of the draft is where I think Todd's not giving this enough credibility is the fact that Josh McDaniels coaches Jarrett Stidham. And when you look at this list and you see Alex Smith on here, who wasn't very good until he got to Andy Reid, or you see, you know, Lamar Jackson, who's got Greg Roman coaching him, you know, and you see Carson Wentz when he played with Frank Wright and Doug Peterson. When you see this, you say, wait a minute, isn't it the coach that's helping these players? Because there's too many misses on this list. There's way too many misses. There's not enough good players on the. It's like, if you take a quarterback in the first round and you've studied from 2002 to 2019, the chances of you hitting that guy are like the chances of me finding oil in Ocean City.
It's Mike Lombardi again from last week, but it's germane to our conversation today. Patriots linked with Jordan Love. Patriots linked with Justin Herbert. And as you'll hear coming up from Justin Herbert himself, sounds to me like Bill had a face-to-face, as you know, close as you can in these times, that they had a little Zoom session. So thoughts on that and whatever you want here on a Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank, Felger and Maz. It's hour number three. Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings, presenting sponsor on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. I'm coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz and Murray on location. To your phones as promised. Here's Dan in Lynn. Dan, you're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Dan. Hello, Danny.
And I'm just thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And when I heard Robert Kraft sent his plane over to China to get Maz, I said, oh, that's great. Turns out we can't even use him. Anyways, I just got a question. Do you guys think now that Brady's gone and half the good Patriots are gone, the ticket sales are going to go up or down? And if people are even going to go out of their way to watch the Pats this year? Thank you.
Okay, so they ain't going down. Every seat in every game is going to be sold out. And what may take a hit is ratings a little bit. Ratings may go down a little bit. And I think the season ticket waiting list mass will probably go down. But I'd be stunned. It would take 3 to 5 years of 4-12 for there to be seats available in that stadium.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any tangible difference. I mean, look, with Brady, particularly in the big games, there was a huge draw there, and so I think you're right to point out the television ratings. But the only thing that's going to keep that stadium at something less than capacity is social distancing. They have nothing to do with Tom Brady.
Right, and the rating thing is going to be on the margin. I mean, if a Brady Peyton Manning game used to do whatever, a 30. So now if you're the Patriots Mahomes are going to be a 25, you know, instead of a 30, right? But
exactly.
Let me tell you this. If we get late in the season and the Patriots are good, those numbers are going to go right back up. They're going to go right back up to what they were. Antonio and Haverhill, go ahead, Antonio.
Hey guys. So just going back to your serviceable quarterbacks of the first round. I think your list is pretty spot on. You know what's even funnier? If you look at just the quarterbacks drafted first overall, I don't know if anybody hits except for maybe Stafford. Luck retired early. Alex Smith, made of glass. It's like, it is really slim pickings. You can draft any player in the whole draft, and you miss it drafting a quarterback. You know?
Okay, well, the first overall, if I just give you the first overall quarterbacks, Maz, we go through that list quickly. You tell me which ones you say yes to and which ones you say no to.
And so now
is the criteria he's got to be befitting of the first overall pick, or he's just a viable first-round quarterback? I mean, which one is it?
Sure.
Well, okay, anyway, Kyler Murray.
I mean, too early, but at the moment I'll say yes.
Yes, I'm a yes. Baker Mayfield.
No.
Jared Goff.
No.
Jameis Winston.
No.
Again, these are just number one overall picks. Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Sam Bradford.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Jamarcus Russell.
No.
Alex Smith.
Number one overall, no.
I mean, that's a tweener. But he's a real viable NFL quarterback. He
Correct.
Is.
Correct. See, I like Alex Smith, but I'm in the minority.
Eli Manning.
Yes.
Yes. Carson Palmer.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a yes, too. David Carr.
No.
Michael Vick.
Yes.
Yes. So that's like six. That's over half. I mean, that's a little bit better, that hit rate. But still, to me, the thing is, unless you and I've got Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, unless I have Peyton Manning sitting there,
right?
You know, or Andrew Luck sitting there, you know, unless I have the guy, John Elway, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, you know, that consensus number one guy, I'm not wasting my time up there. I'm drafting something lower and let my coach him up. Alan and Rentham, I've been waiting patiently on our conversation in the first hour. Go ahead, Alan.
How you doing, Falky? I'm shocked that you would say that you trust the government.
I do.
I'm Jewish, and my parents both escaped from Europe in 1939 from the Nazis. And I know our government isn't the Nazis, but it doesn't take much for the government to shift real quickly, like a pandemic.
Alan, you have to say the Nazi references for the Nazis, okay? Republicans are not Nazis. They're not. They just think differently than you. That doesn't mean they're Nazis. Here we go. Steven in Boston. Go ahead, Steven, on Belichick and Brady.
Yeah, guys, I think Belichick was actually very gracious about his comments about Brady today. I was expecting more of a snort, and, you know, we'll talk about the players on a team or something like that. But, and you know, I just want to get to this point about Brady, and you guys went over quarterbacks that were taken in the first round that never made it, right? So Brady owes his life to Belichick. You know, how many undrafted quarterbacks even get a shot at the XFL? So, you know, Brady really, and he took a shot at Belichick, I believe, when he said on Stern that, you know, he can't do what I can do. You know,
yeah, that's not a shot. That was a totally fair comment. He said, Brady start off by saying, I would not be the player I was without him. And,
correct.
And vice versa. He couldn't even bring himself to say that Bill wouldn't be the same without me. He just sort of said vice versa and let us fill in the blank. No, I think Brady totally took the high road in the Howard Stern interview. I think, again, some of the people in his camp and some of the things that he may have alluded to in the Players' Tribune, that's a little different. I think Brady is, there's some behind the, you know, read between the line stuff with Brady there. But overtly, on the record, no, Brady's taken no shots, and neither is Bill. They're both of them, Maz, are too sensitive to the sort of back and forth and the public mudslinging. Neither of them are going to do it. They'll do it behind the scenes, and I'm waiting for Bill's, you know, response sort of off the record. But it ain't coming on the record, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not expecting him to take a bucket of mud and throw it on Bill either, or vice versa. But I thought Brady might give something with Stern anyway that was a little more honest. And again, he was willing to talk about the fact that he and Giselle have had their problems and gone to therapy, but he wasn't willing to talk about it with regard to his own football coach, which to me just speaks to the sort of the eggshells that the two of them had to walk on in terms of dealing with one another and how tense and stressful the whole thing really was.
And Brady's always non-confrontational when it comes to that stuff. You know, the greatest competitor I've ever seen on the field. Off the field is really kind of a pussycat when it comes to that stuff, so he's never going to do it publicly. And the Patriots, boy, talk about and Bill's as bad as anyone in that organization about wanting nice things said about them on the way out the door. They are so hypersensitive to that. And Brady knows it. And so those two publicly are going to play the game. They're going to play the game for a long, long time. The stuff's going to have to be read into. It's going to be off the record. It's, you know, that's where we're going to get the meat of the matter. Paul in Rhode Island on the quarterback issue. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. How's all your family safe? That's good.
Same.
Okay, thank you. I'm just going to say that Maz is right when he said anything is possible. If we get Herbert or just Jordan Love, that Matthew Stafford is a great come along to come here, because the poor guy hasn't won anything.
Okay, I can't tell me, I can't figure out what you're trying to say, Paul. Do you put Herbert and Love in the same category? Isn't Herbert a far more polished player?
Yes. Yeah, that's my understanding. Anyway, again, the other thing I wonder about with Herbert is, and look, I get these mixed up now, but Oregon is Pac-10, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or is it Pac-12 now? I don't even know. But anyway, so Chip Kelly did coach out there. Like, I always wonder about Bill going to his boys and, you know, someone giving him some sort of tip. I think that's probably how they ended up with Stidham, that... again, Nick Saban said to him, hey, this kid actually is pretty good. He has a clue of what he's doing. You know, I had to watch a lot of film on him because we played him, obviously. And so I do wonder whether there's something to that Herbert stuff because of Chip Kelly's presence in that conference.
Alan in Florida joins us next. Hi, Alan.
Hey, yeah, guys. Before I wanted to talk about the virus, but before Maz, you're talking about Tua going 23. He'll go in the top five. I mean, you could bet a 1,000,000-to-1 odds on that. So I mean,
I think so too, Alan. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's going to slide.
And Herbert, I think, again, my expertise is, and you know what sport, baseball, but Herbert is the most polished quarterback in the draft. And that Justin Love, I think he threw 20 touchdown passes and 17 interceptions. He's a great – I mean, there's no comparison. Mike, you're talking about you believe in the government. Do you realize what Dr. You read the journal about bats? That's great. I read the journal too. But do you did you hear Dr. Fauci over the weekend on CNN?
Yes, sure did.
Yeah, okay, you heard what he said. If we had done this all sooner,
yeah, I think he tried to be
many lives.
You know what? I think he got backed into that. I mean, I think he's right, but I think he's, you know, that's a guy that has been under, what is it, 5 or 6 presidents now, Alan, Republican, Democrat. He is generally extremely diplomatic and does his best not to back himself into those kind of comments. And I think he just got backed into one that he's, I mean, if you think he was ripping Trump there, I don't think he was.
Well, it sort of sounded when he said the government, if they acted sooner, then we would have saved many, many lives. I mean, he said it in black and white. I mean, other people have said it too. I mean, to say that you would, listen, I can't tell you what to say yourself if you believe in that, but if you can believe in this government, I can say glory, glory, hallelujah. I mean, I think
I believe in our government. I do. And unlike you, Alan, it's not dependent on whether it's the guy I voted for or not. And whether I like the guy that's the president or not, I do trust that by and large, not 1,000%, but by and large, the people in charge of the agencies are in it because they have our interests in mind. And that's why they get into public service in the first place. And if that makes me a rube or, you know, naive, then so be it. But that's just what I'm going to choose to believe. Because to believe the other thing is to then what? Move to Jamaica, move to Canada, and get out. Otherwise, I think by and large, the people who get into public service do it to perform public service and have our best interests in mind. Now, they have different angles to it and different beliefs how to get there. But that's what I believe, and that's what I'm going to choose to believe, even on this one. Yes, Matt.
I'm chuckling because you reminded me of telling Tim Thomas to go move to Finland.
Right. Like, I mean, again, like the tracking on your cell phone to help, you know, to help curb the pandemic so they can sort of track who you've had contact with. And this is going to mean cell phone tracing. Are you willing to do that? No, I don't trust the government. They're going to come, you know, they're going to find out that I'm bad mouthing the president and audit my taxes. Like, oh, my God, if that's how you think, I that feels like such a waste of time. It's just you got to go about your life. And if that's really what's happening, then we are in much bigger trouble than this thing, you know? And so that's just what I choose to believe on that. You know what I really believe in, Maz?
What do you believe in? Tell me.
The big board. I believe in the Felger and Maz big board. It's back for today. It's back for this week. This week we're going to be shooting on, we're going to gradually increase the level of interest in the positions. You know, we started earlier than usual because we're sort of hard up for content, as everybody is. So we're going to spend an extra week on the thing. That's why we started last week, and we cleared out all the boring positions we could. All the fatties. Centers, guards, defensive tackles, defensive line, offensive line, all that's out of the way. So we're going to slowly ramp up to more interesting positions, and the slow ramp up begins today with inside linebackers. It may be, Maz, the single biggest position in need on this team. Would you agree that it's up there?
Oh, yeah, no question it's up there. I mean, they major losses there.
Okay, Felger Maz big board returns next. Inside linebackers are the position.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
This is Felger.
Felger Stradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The reality of the draft is where I think Todd's not giving this enough credibility is the fact that Josh McDaniels coaches Jarrett Stidham. And when you look at this list, and you see Alex Smith on here, who wasn't very good until he got to Andy Reid. Or you see, you know, Lamar Jackson, who's got Greg Roman coaching him. You know, and you see Carson Wentz when he played with Frank Wright and Doug Peterson. When you see this, you say, wait a minute, isn't it the coach that's helping these players? Because there's too many misses on this list. There's way too many misses. There's not enough good players on the. It's like, if you take a quarterback in the first round and you've studied from 2002 to 2019, the chances of you hitting that guy are like the chances of me finding oil in Ocean City.
Well, it's Mike Lombardi again from last week, but it's germane to our conversation today. Patriots linked with Jordan Love. Patriots linked with Justin Herbert. And as you'll hear coming up from Justin Herbert himself, sounds to me like Bill had a face-to-face, as you know, close as you can in these times, that they had a little Zoom session. So thoughts on that, and whatever you want, here on a Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank, Felger and Maz. It's hour number three. Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings, presenting sponsor on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. I'm coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz and Murray on location. To your phones as promised. Here's Dan in Lynn. Dan, you're up next with Felger Maz. Hi, Dan. Hello, Danny.
And I'm just thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And when I heard Robert Kraft sent his plane over to China to get Maz, I said, oh, that's great. Turns out we can't even use him. Anyways, I just got a question. Do you guys think now that Brady's gone, and half the good Patriots are gone, the ticket sales are going to go up or down, and if people are even going to go out of their way to watch the Pats this year? Thank you.
Okay, so they ain't going down. Every seat in every game is going to be sold out. And what may take a hit is ratings a little bit. Ratings may go down a little bit. And I think the season ticket waiting list mass will probably go down. But I'd be stunned. I think, you know, it would take 3 to 5 years of 4-12 for there to be seats available in that stadium.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any tangible difference.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Miss
something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Oop. Jake Bickett from Arkansas.
Okay.
If they pick a Z receiver, it's going to be Aaron Dobson out of Marshall.
The New England Patriots select Aaron Dobson, wide receiver, Marshall.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, wow!
What does that mean, Maz? Is that good or is that bad?
Oh, I heard rumors about him.
What kind of rumors?
That he was on their radar.
With the 67th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, your New England and my New England Patriots select Jimmy Garoppolo.
Trey Flowers out of Arkansas.
Number 101 overall, the New England Patriots select Trey Flowers.
God!
Cyrus Jones from Alabama.
Oh, Nick Saban connection.
He's projected as a fourth-round pick.
With the 60th selection, the New England Patriots select Cyrus Jones.
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, God.
North Carolina State projects as a fourth-round pick.
If his name's Jacoby, he's soft.
That guy has no shot.
The New England Patriots here at number 91, Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback.
Isaiah Wynn from Georgia.
With the 23rd pick, the New England Patriots select Isaiah Wynn, tackle, Georgia.
Hakeel Harry?
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal?
The New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Jojuan. Jojuan. Jojuan Williams from Vanderbilt.
I think it's Jawan.
Looks like it's Jojuan.
The champs select Juwan Williams, DB, Vanderbilt.
And it's back, Felger and Maz Big Board. Second week leading up until the draft. It's a week from Thursday is the draft. So today we're going to shoot for inside linebackers. Felger coming to you here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Maz on location. So since I'm back in studio, we're going to go back to the regular chucking there, Maz. So I'm going to have Kevin Maggiore here, who's helping us behind the glass. He's come out here. He's got the markers, and he's going to shoot at me. Now, last week there was some controversy about my daughter shooting at me. That's not truly the integrity of the board. It has to be one of us shooting. Are you okay with Kevin shooting? He is a staff member here at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm sure we'll get emails and tweets about it.
Okay, I mean what else are we going to do? We can bring Polanski in here. We can bring Jeremy Connolly in here. I mean, I can shoot at Kevin. You tell me. I mean, what brings the most integrity to the board?
No, I'd let Kevin throw at you. I like the idea of you holding the target.
I'm with you on that. So, Kevin Maggiore, shoot well. I got two draft magazines here. Athlon Sports opened up to page one on the inside linebackers. We'll pick three, and then we'll discuss. I'm going to put this little cardboard in front of it to protect me some in case you have a bad shot. Are you at Southpaw? You're a lefty? Yeah, so am I. All right, there we
He's
go.
A lefty. Oh,
all
Jesus.
Right, let it fly. Go. Ah. Okay. Did that make a mark? I don't see a mark. Can you tell which one that hit? It hit Patrick Queen. Okay, Patrick Queen.
Patrick Queen, huh?
From LSU. Put him on the board. I don't quite see the mark, but I'll take your word for it. If you were there and you saw it, that's fine. Okay, page two. Stand by. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Kevin, let her rip. Oh, Jesus. That was horrible.
Okay. I just saw the replay, by the way. It did look like it hit Patrick Queen.
Okay, this one, I don't see it left a mark. Who did it hit, Kevin?
Kamal Martin.
Huh? Kamal Martin? Okay, Kamal Martin.
Said it hit number nine.
Put him on the board, Kamal Martin. Okay. Got to leave a mark here, kid.
Okay, throw it like a man.
Maz says throw it like a man. Yeah, Sally, come on, hit it. Ah. Okay, was that way here on the left? Oh, we hit one. Okay, very good. David Woodward, Utah State. Kevin Maggiore, thank you so much. All right. So we got three. We've made a little bit of a mess in here. Okay, there you go. Now that feels like the big board now.
Sorry, they're going to be wiping it down later anyway.
We got some splatter in here. All right, the first player, Maz, you ready for his write-up?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, go.
Patrick Queen, according to Athlon Sports, he's the number two inside linebacker prospect on the board. Okay, Patrick Queen, LSU, 6'1", 227. Strong points. One of LSU's true breakout stars in the Tigers' national championship season, Queen finally forced his way to the top of the linebacker depth chart loaded with veterans. He's ultra-athletic, a scrape linebacker.
Scrape.
With true sideline to sideline range.
That I like.
And the ability to get where he's going to before the blockers can get to him.
Excellent.
His exceptional change of direction skills allow him to work through traffic, and he is a...
Is he a bender?
Listen, he's a twitched up athlete who packs some pop as a tackler. Twitched up. He's a twitched up athlete. But it's
six, good.
Man, 6'1", 227. Is that going to work in the
ooh,
middle of the
small.
Patriots defense? Six
ooh,
one.
Small.
Okay, again, weak points. He's undersized. And in the run game, he will need to be kept clean. When a blocker gets to him, he's usually done. Oh, that's so not their kind of guy. They want guys who take on blockers, defeat blockers, and get to the ball carrier. They don't want little guys. 227, that's too small.
This guy sounds like a, when you read me that, he sounds like a coverage linebacker. That size.
Too small for their defense. Okay, he's on the board either way. How about Kamal Martin from Minnesota? 6'3", 245. Now that's a little bit more like it.
Yep.
A physical thumping linebacker with a sturdy build and good length. Martin is a violent finisher, Maz, with the kind of motor and temperament that will translate well to the next level.
Love violent.
His long arms aid his good tackling skills as he can work through traffic to get to the ball carrier. So this feels a little bit more like their kind of guy. Sturdy, big. Because, you know, those 220-pound middle linebackers don't work for them. His weak points, a lack of ideal athleticism is the biggest issue, especially in coverage.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
He has decent foot speed, but is a stiff mover through the lower body. He's a stiff mover through the lower body, Maz.
Yeah, it's a little like Murray in that way.
He's making it difficult for him to mirror running backs in coverage or run with tight ends up the seam. Either way, I think if there's a fault, they'll take sturdy, good tacklers versus undersized athletes, right? Especially in that defense.
Yeah, and look, they almost always sacrifice. When's the last time they had a linebacker that could really cover?
I mean, right? Jamie Collins.
Not that
kind
anybody
of.
Does. Yeah, like, and even him, he wasn't, you know, he was okay at it from time to time, but he still got toasted too. Don't kid yourself.
Okay, last one. David Woodward, Utah State. 6'2", 235. Again, ooh, he's too small.
Who threw these? What's the guy's name who threw these markers today?
Kevin Maggiore. I just met him myself. Even though I'm sure, yeah. Kevin, we've met like 3 or 4 times. I'm just horrible like that.
Kevin, don't take this personally, pal, but you suck today.
David Woodward, Utah State. Again, 6'2", 235. No shot. Patient and instinctive. Trusts his eyes. I love it. Trusts his eyes. Like the linebacker that doesn't trust his eyes. You know, like, there's the ball, but I'm not going to go for it. My eyes are playing games on me. Like, oh, there's an opening there, but I'm not going to take it. My eyes are, I don't trust my eyes.
Catch the one in the middle.
This guy trusts his eyes. Oh, the write-ups are just so consistently stupid. David Woodward sticks with his assignment and won't go searching to make the big play. Keeps his hands busy on his way into blocks. Yeah.
They'll like the fact that he sticks to his assignment, though.
Definitely. Busy hands. That's another thing.
Don't we all?
Weaknesses. Play speed took a massive step backward in 2019. He had some horrendous moments. Boy, I don't see that adjective used too often in these things. He had some horrendous moments where he just quit on tackle attempts. He struggled to cover space and make up for distance on his junior tape. Slow feet. Unable to
this guy blows.
Unable to make timely adjustments. He's got
seriously.
He's got slow feet and he gives up. That's not very promising. Oh, and
bad eyes.
Yeah, and he's little. Little bad eyes, slow feet, and he gives up. This guy blows, Kevin.
Seriously.
Nice.
Yeah,
pick.
I told you, Kevin, that's the last time you're throwing the markers, pal. Yeah,
watch, they'll pick him in the first round. Okay, put him on the board. Those are your three selections. Back to your phones on this, the quarterback situation, whatever you want. It's 617-779-0985. Today, again, I'm back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Murray was nice enough to social distance and stay at home, and just his luck, a massive tree, I'm not making this up, a massive tree has gone down I'm sorry, where do you live, Murray? Oh, I thought Murray was doing this on the phone. No?
No, Murray.
I thought Murray was coming to us on the phone. No, that's not the... So Murray's out. So he pre-recorded a hit here on his phone because a massive tree has... Melrose, right? Has crashed into somewhere in his neighborhood, taking out lines in his neighborhood. So Murray's on the phone with an update, but I promise your phone's right after.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, back to your phones here in a second. First, Mass, I think Big Jim feels at home with the tree knocking out his power at home.
He was miserable enough to begin with. Did you listen to those headlines?
Poor guy.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about being muted. I thought he was doing his Belichick impersonation listening to those headlines.
He's not having the best of times. And then I wanted to come in, and so, we, you know, as a favor to me, we did some social distancing, and he stayed home. And the next thing you know, a tree comes crashing through his, you know, whatever.
I'm Jim Murray from Boston's home for sports, 98.5 of Sports Hub. Next update, 30 minutes.
Poor guy. Should we send someone by his house, Mass, just to check in on the fourth?
Yeah, wellness check.
Oh, my God.
Got to do a wellness check on Murray.
Sorry, Murray, my fault.
So, if I had to guess right about now, I'm willing to bet there's a distinct odor emanating from the Murray apartment.
Whiskey.
Bourbon. Oh, no.
All right. I'm sorry. You're right. But it couldn't have been power, right? Because he was able to power up and record that and send that in. So it was the phone lines, Jeremy? What was it?
I think he recorded it on his phone.
He recorded it on his phone. And, technology. How about that?
Incredible, right?
All right. Anyway, sorry, Jim. My fault.
Hi, this is Jim Murray.
Back to your phones. Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam. What do you got?
Mike, you know, I find it hilarious. You call yourself a slave to the scoreboard, but yet Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were worth first-round picks, but Josh Allen wasn't. Mike, Baker Mayfield blows. Okay, he's a jackass who doesn't give a crap about football, who just happens to be talented. Where does this – did you not watch Josh Allen in that Week 16 game? Like, did you not notice that he got a lot better than that game in Week 4 up in Buffalo? He's the only one of those guys who's gone to the playoffs. How is he not worth it? But Mayfield and Darnold, who suck, are.
So those are projections. Those are projections. You're right. I mean, and you know what, Cam? I wouldn't give up on Josh Allen if I were the Bills either. I think it's going to take a while. I think he's so freaking raw. Cam, you obviously did. Did you remember the playoff game where in the fourth quarter overtime he chucks the ball over his head for no reason?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. He lost his mind. I get it. He's young and he's raw, but he's got pure ability. I mean, he's only one of those guys. You could say he didn't win them a lot of games. It was their defense and their running games, but he didn't cost them enough, obviously. He was here in Week 16 playing for the division.
So I think of that group, Cam, thanks for the call. I think Sam Darnold has the best chance. But again, this goes back to the other thing, Maz.
I was just going to say this. Keep going.
Well, you go.
Well, so look at the quarterbacks you just talked about, and tell me that the coaching hasn't made a difference. When you talk about obviously the situation with Darnold in New York and Adam Gase, that thing has been a disaster. And Darnold against the Patriots in that game, if you remember, was as bad as maybe I've seen a quarterback play. That was the moment where we played the cut. Darnold was seeing ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, right, I'm seeing ghosts. Meanwhile, Allen, who I think has some raw ability but doesn't know how to play the position really, is learning it under a coach who's certainly the best of that those three guys have at the moment. And then Mayfield with Freddie Kitchens went backwards. I mean, the influence of coaching on that position, really, when you look at it, more than any other position in football.
Well, I mean, the case study's perfect right there. I mean, the coaching of Mayfield, Darnold, and Allen, who's had the best coaching? It's not even close. It's Josh Allen.
By a mile.
McDermott up there in Buffalo feels like he's got half a clue.
And Adam Gase is supposed to be this quarterback whisperer, but I think he's a bozo. I think he blows. I think Adam Gase as a head coach is a bozo.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, let's even take him in the quarterback discussion. He had Ryan Tannehill. Has Ryan Tannehill ever played better than he did this year under Mike Vrabel?
Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, Sam Darnold's put into that cesspool, you know, dumpster fire in New York. Can't win. Mayfield is sent to the, you know, maybe taken over from Tampa as the biggest losing organization in sports with the biggest clown in the entire coaching ranks in all of pro sports with Freddie Kitchens. Those guys don't stand a chance. Josh Allen goes to a program that's building with a coach that has half a clue and wins. And so, like, I think, but let me just ask you this. Substitute Sam Darnold in Buffalo for Josh Allen. Don't you think the Bills are even better?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that's the point right there, you know, in a nutshell. Our buddy Tom's in Quincy on the big board. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got to tell you, I'm not sure if you guys realize how simply sad Murray sounds on the phone. I feel like he lost his puppy or something. I'm like, Jesus, dude, I feel terrible. But, yeah, when I called you the other day, cause like I said, I'm very excited with the big boards lasting so long. It's great. I just got a question about this Woodward kid you guys just talked about. How the hell did he get a write-up in a magazine?
Seriously, though, right?
He's tiny. He has slow feet. He gives up on plays. But he does trust his eyes. Like that when your strengths, again, that's like saying she has a good personality. His strengths trust his eyes. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like, there's linebackers who don't trust their eyes?
He's small, he's slow, and he quits. Let's take him. This kid's a sleeper as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, he's a dark horse.
So listen,
I'm sorry. Tom and Quincy talking about Murray doing those headlines. We got to compare Murray's headlines at 4:30 with like the ones he did at like 3:30 or 3 o'clock.
Jim Murray from Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Next up, 8:30 minutes.
Oh, the poor guy.
Oh, my gosh, it's a highlight of the show today, if you ask me. Murray sounds like someone smashed his mailbox.
Someone took a dump in his cornflakes. Sorry, Murray. It's my fault. It is. We continue with your thoughts. So the quarterback the Patriots are linked to, and I think it's legit, because I think Bills actually reached out to this player specifically. You'll hear about that linkage, Patriots and this quarterback, coming up in our next long commercial-free segment with your calls at 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Felger and Mavs.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Tell me, what is it like to communicate with teams either via, and tell me, is it Zoom? Is it FaceTime? How do you do it?
It's been a little bit of both. For the most part, it's been Zoom. I have had a couple of FaceTime meetings, so I've gotten pretty good with the Zoom meetings and everything. So it hasn't been too bad, actually.
Do you miss walking into a facility and shaking hands with Bill Belichick and saying, "Wow, I'm meeting Bill Belichick"?
that definitely would have been cool. That would have been special. But to be here, and it's still an honor, and to be able to go through these meetings, it's still pretty cool. So going through them and doing my best, and you know, whatever happens, happens.
So that was Justin Herbert on with Peter King on his podcast on the 10th, which was Friday. So on Friday, Justin Herbert did that with Peter King. And I think, Maz, that was a sneaky way for them to get in the fact that Bill Belichick has done some what does Bill call it?
My face.
My facing. Thank you. He's been doing some my facing with Belichick. So they're not saying he talked to Belichick, but this is the sneaky way for them to get in, because you know they've been told. Justin Herbert's been told, don't tell anyone who you talk to. Don't tell him you talk to me. But Peter King knows he talked to Bill, so that's their way around it. By sort of couching it that way, I think they've been FaceTiming, that they've been FaceZooming, that they've been MyFacing. And Peter King then writes this morning on, he's giving you some draft blurbs, some draft snippets. He gets to 23, New England. Quote, they love Justin Herbert, but enough to trade up for him, one rival GM said. King writes that the Pats do have 12 picks, the second most in the draft for ammo, but only one of those comes in the top 85. If they want Herbert, they'd likely have to be willing to part with the 2021 first rounder in a trove of picks. So according to Peter King, the people he's spoken to, the Patriots really like Justin Herbert. Maybe they've had a conversation, which leads, Maz, to your Rodenheiser take.
Yep, time for Hot Sports Takes, brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. So Herbert, to me, again, I asked Gasper this on Friday, Chris Gasper of the Globe, who's a college football junkie. There is a gap between the top two quarterbacks in the draft and then everyone else. Gasper says he doesn't think it's big as I do. Herbert is in that next class down. To get him, it feels to me like the Patriots would have to end up in the top 10. But behind Burrow and Tua, to me, it sort of feels like it becomes everyone else, although Herbert is the best of that group. And I said this earlier, I would not trade up for a quarterback in the first round if he's not in the top, five picks. I just wouldn't do it, particularly with Bill Belichick as my coach. And I find it odd if the Patriots did do it for lots of reasons. One, it would reflect poorly on Stidham. And two, at that position where coaching can have as great an influence as it does, I just think Belichick would be more apt to take a guy later and say, based on his history, well, we can get something close to the same thing in the second round, and I'll coach him up, and we'll be better off that way. And I know they don't have a second-round pick this year, but maybe get him in the third. And I don't mean Herbert. I mean someone else. So I just, if I'm the Patriots, I don't trade up to get a quarterback unless it's a guy that Bill thinks is like the next greatest thing in football.
I mean, again, the more I think of it, the more I think it's just really it's one of a few positions that it should be. If you've got a great coach, you should be able to get away with less, because it's less dependent on physical ability than just about any position on the field. I know that sounds crazy to say when there are these insane talents like Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson running around out there. But, I mean, really, we just went over the linebackers. If you're short and slow, forget about it. You can't play the position in the league, or when we go over corners. If you don't run a 4-something, or if you don't have quickness, you're porked. Any other position except for... I mean, quarterback, you can be a little slow, you can be a little undersized, you can be a little this or a little of that, and if your brain is such, or you get coached up as such, you make up for it. And so it's like, I mean, I'd say quarterback, guard, I mean, give me another position that can just be so system dependent, where you're just not dependent on size, the things you can't coach, size, speed, athleticism, maybe safety.
Was just thinking safety. Safety's a possibility, yeah, but you got to have some speed there.
You better be able to move. I mean, you can't be slow, unless you get put on size and you're a linebacker. But it's like, no, quarterbacks, like, if you've got that great coach, that should be the position that you really can find the guy with value, because the coach makes up for the physical limitations, because it's a brain position. So I'd hate to see them be one of these teams, and I doubt they will be, the more I think of it. One of these teams that need a quarterback, and they're sitting there in the first round, and so what the hell? We have a first-round pick. We need a quarterback, so we'll just take Paxton Lynch here at 26. Or we'll just take, whatever. We'll take We'll take Christian Ponder here at 12 because we have a first-round pick and we need a quarterback. We're the Browns in 2012, and we have the 22nd pick. We need a quarterback, so we'll just take Brandon Whedon there. He's the best quarterback on the board there. We're the Bills in 2013. We'll take E.J. Manuel, 16, because you're so horny for a quarterback. They can't be that team. They're not going to be that team.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to be. I mean, with Bill, you never know. He's as unpredictable as anybody out there, maybe more so. But given, you know, they took Stidham. They brought Hoyer back, and not that that's a, you know, be all and end all, but they made the move for a reason is the point. I of all the things that they could do with that first round pick, moving up and taking a quarterback to me would be the most stunning of all of them.
Dan and Haverhill, what are your thoughts? Hello, Danny.
Hey, I've watched a little bit of Herbert at Oregon, and I think he's a bust, overdrafted bust. Give me Jake Fromm in the late second round.
Okay, so you know what? Ben Volen wrote something interesting in the Globe today. He went back, Maz, and looked at that Belichick quote from when he was in Cleveland. Remember? Not a quote, but it was a scouting manual thing?
Yes, correct.
And, you know, it basically, I'm trying to find it here in front of me, but he basically said what we emphasize is decision-making and accuracy as opposed to arm talent or pure athleticism at that position. And then Ben went through and looked at the rookie quarterbacks or the quarterbacks coming out of the draft this year and said, you know, this guy fits, that guy doesn't. And basically he said Herbert and Love, no, does not fit that criteria. Jake Fromm and others, maybe.
Well, and I also think that that is, again, I would put that more with their overall draft philosophy too, in line with the overall draft philosophy. And by that, I mean that I don't think Bill necessarily will reach for players unless he looks at them as being absolute can't miss. And even then, sometimes you're wrong. But I just think Fromm, to me, screams Patriot. That kid screams Patriot. He was accomplished as a young player. He's slipped on a lot of people's radar since then, or on a lot of people's draft boards, because he hasn't really met the promise of what his career was supposed to be. And yet, I think he's a cerebral quarterback. He's more of a system quarterback. And I think that that is precisely the kind of guy that would fit the Patriots mold, someone that Bill could coach. And you're going to have to help me. Who was it on the podcast last week that said Fromm is, I think it was Todd McShay, who's yes. Fromm is as smart a quarterback as he's ever encountered in the last couple of years. Well,
So look, again, here's what Bill wrote in that scouting manual in 91 in Cleveland. Number one is to make good decisions, accurate rather than a guy with a cannon. Emphasis on our game will be on decision, timing, accuracy. Guy needs to be confident. Intelligence is important, but not so much as field awareness and judgment. Can't be sloppy, he wrote. And that's what he wrote back in 91. So Ben goes and looks at the current scouting reports from these guys put together by some guys on The Athletic and says, Herbert, a three-year starter, does not appear to be a Belichick kind of quarterback. The scouting report says, while he is highly intelligent, he doesn't always translate to on-field processing, and it doesn't always translate to on-field processing speed for him. An elite combination of size, athleticism, and arm talent, but he must sharpen his decision-making and instincts, especially under duress. Bill's going to pass on the size, athleticism, and arm talent if the guy doesn't have the brain.
Correct.
And
so the only question I have is whether Bill can see in these guys some sort of aptitude. In other words, whether he looks at a guy and says, yeah, but this kid's coachable. I can teach this kid because he gets it. And so he hasn't had someone actually point out to him what the keys are or what he should be focused on when he's lining up pre-snap, and that if someone drills it into him, this kid can get it.
So,
and so like that, that's the one thing I wonder about, but there's no question that's his priority.
So the Pats were linked to Justin Herbert today. Over the weekend, they were linked to Utah State Jordan Love, who's even more of a project than Justin Herbert. He threw 17 interceptions last year against only 20 touchdowns. Which, as Ben points out, is obviously a major red flag. Love is still very raw as a passer, and his inconsistent decision-making is a concern. But he has immense high-ceiling talent that is ready to be cultivated. I think that immense high-ceiling talent Bill's going to pass on if he doesn't have the decision-making. And so maybe Herbert and Love are false flag conspiracies to, you know, hide what they're really trying to do. Which, who knows, maybe it's Fromm, maybe it's Tua dropping or whatever. And as Ben does write, George's Jake Fromm looks like the guy, according to Bill's scouting report. His 60.8 completion percentage last year is a concern. That's a little low. But Fromm threw only 18 interceptions in three seasons against 78 touchdowns.
Fromm protects the football, yeah.
Yeah, Fromm's draft profile sounds perfect for Belichick. He won't be for everyone with his lack of ideal physical traits, arm, size, athleticism. But he is above average in the two most important categories at the position, accuracy and mental processing. So, based on that scouting report, it is Jake Fromm in a later round, which seems to fit the profile better as well. Mass, hold that thought. I know you got one. Let's take a quick update.
No worries.
Belichick spoke today. You'll hear him on this quarterback class when we come back. Later next hour, you're going to hear him on Tom Brady and his departure as well. You'll also hear from Mike Hurley next hour. But your phones, in just 90 quick seconds, first of all, Big Jim Murray with an update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special event disclosures for full details.